Back in the late 1980s or early 90s, I noticed that depending on where you put the space in the letter string S-U-P-E-R-B-O-W-L, you could get either Super Bowl or Superb Owl. My understanding of owls is much better than my knowledge of football, so ever since I've celebrated the day with binoculars and camera instead of guacamole and TV. Russ and I usually go out in the morning and sometimes all day to see what we can. Last year we didn't see a single owl, superb or otherwise. This year we had to make it a short day because I'm getting ready to leave for Cuba on Friday. But after the sub-zero temps made the night before a genuine three-dog night, Russ and I had a three-owl morning. We headed first for two harbors where a bazillion birds were gathered near the harbor looking at two great gray owls. One seemed reasonably healthy, but the other one seemed to be languishing, making it all the more unconscionable that some photographers were getting way too close. The closest I approached that bird was more than 50 yards away. Some photographers were standing almost directly beneath it. Fun as it was to get some close-ups of the healthier-looking one who moved from a close perch to an even closer one, Russ and I didn't stick around. There's an alley next to a ravine in Two Harbors that has always been my go-to spot for boreal owls. The chances are, of course, low even during an eruption year, but I always love to check. We parked our car on the residential street and started walking down to the alley when what to my wondering eyes should appear just 20 feet away but a boreal owl. It was roosting in a spruce out of the wind, its feathers fluffed, its breast facing the morning sun, and its face tucked into its back feathers. People are always telling me about watching a sleeping owl, though I've personally never seen an owl actually sleeping, including my own dear education owl, Archimedes, whom I lived with for 17 years. It's an owl's very nature to be aware of every sound. If you look closely at an owl who appears to be sleeping, you're almost guaranteed to see that its eyes are open a slit. It may not look like it, but that owl is looking right at you. Primates and birds have an area of the retina where the rods and cones are especially concentrated, called the fovea. In the case of owls, the fovea is above the midline, meaning they have exceptionally acute vision of objects below where their prey would be. And like humans, but unlike most birds, an owl's upper eyelids are larger than the lower ones. When we close our eyes partway, it's hard to see clearly, but owls can hold that upper eyelid extremely still and focus perfectly on what's below. Closing their eyes most of the way blocks sun glare and keeps their bright yellow iris out of sight, even as they watch us humans or other intruders quite clearly. My superb owl Sunday boreal owl kept the back of its head toward us, not because it wasn't aware of us, but because we weren't close enough to sound threatening. A white-breasted nuthatch noticed the owl and muttered a few swear words, but the owl stayed put. It wasn't until a little group of chickadees flew in that the owl moved its head briefly. I was delighted when I checked my photos later to see a tiny blood stain on a few feathers by its lower beak, meaning it had probably feasted on at least one mouse or shrew the night before. While we were still there, my friend Jim Lind drove by and noticed us. That was like icing on the cake. Jim was with us back in that same alley on Superb Owl Sunday 2013 during my big year when an actively hunting boreal owl appeared right near us, even closer than this one. Jim spotted that one a split second before I did, and virtually nothing gets past him, so I felt pretty proud to have found this one first. Anyway, our superb owl Sunday was going superbly, but we decided to go for one more species, a snowy owl in Superior. We drove around the airport without seeing any, so we headed to the refinery where I'd seen an extremely cooperative one on January 29th with my friend Bernie, and I saw one on a distant pole pretty far away, but with excellent lighting, it was easy to see that it had more markings on the forehead, making it a different individual than the one Bernie and I had seen. That whole morning, we did not see a single eagle to give us any intimations of how a certain football game would go later that day, but our three-owl morning was a perfect way to celebrate Superb Owl Sunday. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.